Joining us right now is County Commissioner Howard Heidemann. Howard, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
We were just talking off here about all the good things happening here in St. Clair County. It's a pretty exciting time, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Absolutely. Last Sunday, the commissioners toured the St. Clair Inn to see the progress down there. It far exceeded what I expected. It's just going to be a dynamite facility. And so proud of St. Clair, the city of St. Clair, and the kind of support they've received down there from their community to make it happen.
So fortunate to have an investor like Jeff Kotofsky come along and really see the potential in that property that had sat vacant for so long. I think it was to the point where people thought, you know, nothing's ever going to happen there. They're going to have to get rid of that that building altogether, and that would have been a real shame.
Well, I think part of that, Paul, was, you know, the recession of 2007 and 8 made a lot of investors very skeptical and very cautious. And so it's taken 6 years of constant progress. And whatever you think, during the Obama administration, we had 8 consecutive years of economic growth. And it's continued on in the last 2 or 3 years. And so it takes a little while for investors to get that confidence. And not only in St. Clair Inn, but investments in the city of Port Huron. Jeff is also investing in Harrington Inn and made a commitment in Marysville to develop the Edison property. So hopefully those kinds of investments continue into the near future.
And, of course, you combine that with the other investments that are being made as well, so that it's not just one person. You've got Chuck Reed and others.
And Stevenson's investing in high-rise condos.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, Chuck Reed is going to be here for the Boy Scout dinner.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. That'll be in just a couple of weeks or so. And he's got a great story to tell. It's going to be very interesting.
Absolutely.
Over at City Flats, which will be open by then. So we're very excited about all that. It all, of course, is because we've got a beautiful place to showcase here on Lake Huron and the St. Clair River. But the floodwaters are rising, aren't they?
That's got to be the scariest thing. Justin Westmiller, our emergency manager and Homeland Security director, was in last night, and I think the big issue is to caution boaters. Curiously enough, I don't think it's our local boaters that are the problem, because they understand the wake that's created by a recreational vehicle. But unfortunately, we have a lot of people coming up from Ohio, which is great. Mm-hmm. We want them to come up here and visit, but they have to understand the impact of the wake on people that live near the river at this time of the year.
Yeah, it's and we've had so much rain already this spring, and more still to come. So that's the problem.
Yeah, they're talking about maybe another 6 to 9 inches coming down the lake.
We're talking with Howard Heidemann from the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners. One of the committees that you sit on is the Health Committee, and looking at the number of measles cases in Michigan on the rise. That's got to be a concern.
It's just not measles, but also mumps, too. And
which we've had some mumps in St. Clair County. I don't think we've had measles yet, but that's a concern, isn't it?
It is, especially when we think back to 2000 and we thought we had eradicated measles. But, you know, with worldwide travel, I don't think we can rule out anything. I think we've ruled out smallpox, but I wouldn't bet on that one either.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
Certainly measles, mumps, and rubella, you can get those shots. Now, we were talking about that. Typically, in the past, they didn't recommend that you get the vaccinations starting when you were 1 year old. Well, right. They moved that down to 6 months because essentially that measles, especially the virus, is so contagious that, you know, it just exposure to a little baby, and they have no defense against it.
Scary stuff indeed, worth keeping an eye on indeed. Lots of interesting things happening here in St. Clair County. This is, above all, a good time economically, isn't it?
Oh, fantastic. And in fact, we were one of four counties that was first in attracting young people to the area. And that's pretty exciting that young people are discovering and moving to St. Clair County, even though, as you said, we don't have a Fortune 500 company nor a major university, and yet we're attracting these young people that want to come here and raise their families and work.
Quality of life, that's really important, isn't it?
It is, and we're working on that. In fact, Jeff Bohm is heading up a park and rec committee for SEMCOG, and they're now developing a strategy for all of southeastern Michigan. And because of Jeff's experience with what we've been doing in St. Clair County, I think he can help provide the leadership necessary for that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Good stuff indeed. Howard, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Paul.